As the demonetization debate continues to stall Parliament and create an impasse and a breakdown between the government and the opposition, there is one more key economic question. Will note bank politics and the opposition's protests over demonetization now derail GST, the goods and services tax, on which there seem to be finally emerging political consensus? Will the government now be unable to meet its April deadline for the rollout of GST, and what impact will that have on the economy? Joining me now live is Amit Mitra, the West Bengal Finance Minister, GST Council member. He's also, of course, served as the chairman of the Empowered Group of Committees of the State Finance Ministers. Mr. Mitra, let me start by asking you, your party has been one that has been a very passionate supporter of the GST. It was even part of your manifesto in the recent assembly elections in Bengal. Yet we are now seeing statements from the Trinamool that may indicate that the GST will be the casualty of this demonetization debate. Can you confirm that?
I think first we need to understand that when we devised the GST, I as chairman of the Empowered Committee, what we thought of is that the center will have to compensate the states for 5 years. Why? Because we expected a huge destabilization of the fiscal architecture of the country, that states' taxes will fall significantly. And center will have to compensate the state to the tune of 50,000 crores. So GST we all supported under the premise that this would be the only destabilization factor.
Okay.
Complete tectonic shift in the fiscal architecture of the country. Every state, every company will have to redo their taxes. Can you imagine the size of that change? We did not know, nor were we informed, nor indicated, that there will be a much bigger destabilization in the country let loose by demonetization against the common people of this country. We did not know this. So it is a question to be asked to each of the finance ministers, of which I happen to chair the Empowered Committee, that this double whammy, on one side you have destabilization, and just let me tell you how the taxes will suffer. Telangana has already done a study which shows 20% decline in their taxes because of demonetization, 10,000 crores. Hotels, 50% reduction. That means our taxes are gone. Commercial vehicles, 50 to 60%, Barka. Two-wheelers, 20 to 40%. All paying VAT to the state, which will decline. 70% in power looms in Maharashtra. So I'm not giving you just Bengal example. I'm giving you all over India.
Yes.
So the question now is, you have a double whammy of destabilization, most irresponsible destabilization. As a result, will GST be a second whammy to the common people? The villagers, 66% in UP do not have banks, 63% do not have banks in Bihar, 21% in Bengal despite our effort. So given all of this, not sitting in the ivory tower, but looking at the common people, are we going to see a spiraling destabilization, ripple effect on one side due to demonetization and parallelly with thrust on the people,
so
another GST, is a question that needs to be answered.
So let me push you a little bit more on the question. You've raised the question. I'm sure you've thought of at least a possible answer. What I'm hearing you say is that the consent or the support for the GST was partly constructed on the assumption, as you say, that there would only be one solid destabilizing of the economy, and the demonetization has been a second. Does that make West Bengal and you as its finance minister and the chairman of the Empowered Committee of State Finance Ministers, does it make you reconsider your support to the GST, given that demonetization has happened and is not being rolled back?
I think what is important is I can only speak as chairman of the Empowered Committee. I need a consensus once again with all the finance ministers. But it is clear to everybody that given the destabilization situation today, where Amartya Sen, as you know, you were interviewing a little earlier, calls it only an authoritarian government can calmly cause such misery to the people. What does Larry Summers say from Harvard? Chaos. Loss of trust in government. And let me add, question I raise is loss of trust in the banking center where you put your own hard-earned money and all of a sudden you're told you can't take it out. All these accumulate, and then on top of that, you put a GST destabilization. We will have to talk to the finance ministers. I told you Telangana is already finding 20% decline, which means the compensation by the center will skyrocket. Can it afford it? Central government has thought through this? No. The union finance minister who chairs the GST council, I'm told he has to start thinking about it.
So are you saying...
Can he manage this? My general answer is
yes.
Very, very, very difficult.
So hang on, that's something really important that you're saying. You're actually saying that you want to consult all the finance ministers again on whether what appeared to be largely a consensus on GST with some last minute issues to iron out.
Yeah.
You're saying given demonetization, you want all the finance ministers to put their heads together and you want to revisit the issue of support to the GST. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, basically the question is what will happen to state revenues? We had assumed a model, 5 years compensation, because we expected state revenues to almost collapse, go down significantly. Now on top of this, if state revenues collapse hugely due to demonetization, can the state survive this? What happens to the states in terms of social programs? What happens to the state in terms of physical infrastructure, health, education? Which are all state subjects. Are we going to go under as a result of this? This is the key question that I'm raising before the nation today. Can we suffer this double whammy when all economists in the world, whether it's Amartya Sen, whether it's Larry Summers, whether it's Kaushik Basu, whoever you ask, they're all concerned about its impact. And I'm particularly pointing to you, impact on tax collection of the states and, of course, ultimately tax collection of the center, from where they will have to compensate us. Has the Union Finance Minister thought over this? Has he given a statement on the details of this data? Obviously not.
Are you reconsidering?
So therefore, I'm raising to the nation.
Are you reconsidering your support?
We need to study this data.
Are you reconsidering, sir, your support to the GST? Are you reconsidering your support for the GST?
I'm telling you very clearly, the answer has to come from the interest of the people of the country, the common people of the country, the small business, the medium business and larger business. So we are certainly, I would like to consult with the finance ministers of states. Already Telangana is saying 10,000 crores lost because of destabilization. Can you imagine what Bihar and UP will go through, where there's 66% no banks in the Gram Panchayats, 63% in Bihar no Gram Panchayats? All this put together, what I'm saying to you, the nation must think about this. While we are all in support of GST, our manifesto carried it. Condition was that there will be only single destabilization of the fiscal architecture of the country, of companies, of governments and everybody. Now you come suddenly with a demonetization never done in the world before of this scale in a democracy. And what do you do? Would the states collapse in terms of their revenues?
I
would like to ask this question to the nation as a whole.
May I then say to you that it could be said by the BJP that this is blackmail, and they would use the word blackmail because they would say just because you do not support our demonetization move, you are blackmailing us on GST, which your own manifesto actually creates as an election promise. So how can you do an ideological flip-flop on something that Mamata Banerjee has so passionately supported?
I'm saying to you that you would want to know that in the GST Council, it is the BJP ministers of states ruled by BJP who repeatedly brought up this question of compensation, that 1.5 crores and below should not have dual control. It is they who brought it up, not just non-BJP states. So I must confess, across party lines, there's a consensus that states' revenues must be protected. We cannot have double whammy on the common people. All these are agreed across political party lines, across states. So I don't think BJP finance ministers today can come up and say, they will not, because I know their view, that they are not worried about their the revenues collapsing. I want to know what will happen to the revenues of states, which ultimately in the federal polity is critical. to the future of India.
Dr. Mitra, when I hear you and I hear you say that you will try and revisit this issue with other state finance ministers, what I'm effectively hearing you say is that there's a good chance that the April deadline for the rollout of the GST will now not be met, that the government may not be able to meet its deadline if political consensus continues to elude it at the GST Council, given what you've just said.
I think you're absolutely right. The government needs to do the arithmetic again. States have already started doing so. Can the states and the nation, at this time, I'm not talking about GST not being done forever. I'm saying your time when Kharif crop is supposed to be sown, every industry, even the power loom in Maharashtra, 70% closed. Is this the time for us, after an unknown factor has been thrown onto the table, is it the time for us to also see another problem onto our table, which we cannot handle as states in a federal polity, nor can the center. Center's taxes will decline. They will not compensate us. And the center-state relationship will be in serious trouble. And what is the states? Education, health, water, infrastructure, all this, law and order, this is all in the hands of the states and no money to go around.
So in other words...
What are we doing to the country?
In other words, you're saying no April deadline in your analysis. In other words, the GST will miss its April deadline.
I think if you put the arithmetic together, yes. Let me confess to you that as a student of economics, when I put the data together of a double whammy, I'm deeply concerned about the timing of the GST. That today, in the midst of this, everybody is predicting recession. Economists are saying 2% decline in GDP. Your viewers must know that when there's 2% decline in GDP, what happens to revenue, both of the center and the state? They decline significantly. Do you want a GST to happen, which then the states are unable to control, unable to live with? So my question is, nobody, Union Finance Minister who chairs the GST Council, had an assumption of compensation without knowing that there's going to be a demonetization of this scale, which has never been done in the world. 86% money withdrawn.
So you are saying that...
And all economists in agreement.
So as an economist, and not just as a Trinamool politician, you are saying it would be extremely difficult for the government to meet its April deadline on GST, for the rollout of the GST. Is that correct?
I think as a GST council, where all finance ministers are members, Union Finance Minister chairs the council, the council must do the arithmetic to see what is the big double whammy that is going to face the states and the center. And my own reading as a student of economics is this has never happened in the history of any democratic polity with a market economy. None. There are six major people countries would have done demonetization. None of them had democracy. None of them had market economy.
But Dr.
So my
Mitra,
submission is...
Yes.
It would be very difficult for this to carry forward with a double whammy. We must do GST, but do it at a time when it is feasible, when it is successful, when states' revenues do not decline significantly, center is able to compensate the state, and the federal polity of India is preserved. I don't see that at this time as a student of economics.
Effectively, you're saying that the April deadline looks unlikely to you, but then let me push you further, because you would know that by September,
yes,
actually the constitutional amendment would then not be operational, right? So you have actually, the states have only till September to make this happen. So all you're gaining by not doing it in April is a few months. September is your deadline too. And with that, I must ask you why the West Bengal Assembly remains one of the few states to not have passed this constitutional amendment, despite this being a manifesto promise for the Trinamool Congress.
Well, many states have not passed the GST amendment sessions were not on.
I think about 18 have.
And we were ready. Well, some have and some haven't. And that includes many states that are members of the GST Council. Issue is not that. Issue, Barkha, is can the country suffer double whammy of both demonetization, unexpected, unknown, and then the GST assumptions that have been made. So question is, can this happen without massive suffering of the common people, the small entrepreneur, the medium entrepreneur, and the large entrepreneur, who also have to go through tectonic shift in their tax structure. They're all appointing consulting firms. In the middle of the fact that there are 50% decline in production.
But you didn't tell me why West Bengal has not passed the amendment. You did not tell me why West Bengal, despite it being an election promise, has not passed this amendment.
West Bengal had only a two-day session in which the issue that was defined was changing the name of the state.
Yes.
Which requires presidential assent. So therefore, the discussion of the about 8 hours was on the name of the changing of the state and two other burning issues affecting the common people. Hmm. So the next regular session is going to happen in December. So many states didn't do it for this reason only.
But sir, more
so
than
that
20,
is not an issue. I should correct myself.
I said 18. More than 20 states have indeed passed this constitutional amendment, so the majority of states have. You said many states haven't. That's still the majority of states.
May I say out of 31 states?
Okay. But
by the way, passing of that constitutional amendment is only a routine matter. It's a routine matter. Because parliament passes it, it's only an endorsement by the state which happens in the assembly, and we were ready to go to the assembly in December without knowing that this demonetization whammy will hit us.
So now
so
that
is
you know,
the other state saying today. So why the hell we passed it?
So now that you are aware the demonetization isn't being rolled back, in the assembly session, in the next assembly session in Bengal, will the assembly be passing the constitutional amendment needed to clear and push ahead GST? Because do remember that the government does not need all states to go ahead with this legislation. The government, in fact, does not need, the center doesn't need all states to pass this, as you know. So it doesn't matter if Bengal doesn't do it or not, except for questions that the Trinamool will have to answer, because this was one of your manifesto promises.
Let me also say to you, there's a deep concern that GST will not come through the parliament in the democratic manner. If it comes, it will come as a money bill, which means it will not go to Rajya Sabha. There will not be a discussion. And don't forget, major rules are being framed. You are debating the rules on the second and third, and I'm very much there. The rules have problems. Compensation of dual control is a problem. And therefore, please understand that all this we were tackling frontally, because that was the only thing we were to handle. And then comes a situation, I'm surprised there's an amnesty scheme that has been announced. Does that mean demonetization has failed? And now you're giving the rich people or those who have black money to come forward again? I've never heard of this before. Every day there are new things that are happening, completely lost in translation. Is this politics?
Is this
political economy?
So in the assembly session, that the next assembly session of West Bengal, you will not be in a hurry to pass that constitutional amendment. And you're quite right in saying that the government could bring it in as a money bill. But if it does that, it is not as if the opposition will be able to do much, Dr. Mitra. And I say this to you because some would say the opposition is divided. You spoke of Bihar and UP. The Bihar chief minister is a supporter of demonetization. Mamata Banerjee today has, without naming Nitish Kumar, seemed to allude to what she calls the betrayal of some opposition leaders. So, you know, your own camp is not fully united either. You've seen Naveen Patnaik. You've seen Nitish Kumar. You've seen Arun Jaitley creating a committee of chief ministers to talk about a cashless economy, you know, with Chandrababu Naidu and Naveen Patnaik and others are members. So how do you contend with this divided opposition?
I don't think the opposition is divided on the GST issue. What it wants is a discussion. Don't forget there are rules which will affect each and every citizen of this country. Those need to be debated. There's an act to be passed. There are individual items, 1,400 items, on which we have to decide how we do the clarity of those items as to which particular tax they will go to. None of it has been discussed yet. We are still stuck in the dual control. Three times meeting has been postponed, and one informal meeting as well. So my question is, in the middle of this discourse, which we were head-on working on, and as chairman of the Finance Minister's Empowered Committee, suddenly comes the demonetization, destabilizing the whole country. I want to have an answer. How what will happen to my taxes, my other state taxes?
So when
please
you,
answer that question. What will happen to centre's taxes?
So when you attend
if
the
GST
GDP Council
falls by
meeting,
2%.
When you attend the GST Council meeting, you've already written to the finance minister. You've questioned the data or the authenticity of the data that was shared on the service tax base. That we know there is a dispute that continues over assessees. But there was a perception that that was the last dispute left to be settled on this issue of dual control, and that we were close to a consensus.
I'm sorry.
Is that not true?
I'm sorry, that is a perceptional error. Where we were stuck is whether there will be double
control
problem for the small and medium enterprises, which
yes.
is dual control below 1.5 crores.
Yes.
We had agreed above 1.5 crores. I personally supported that.
Yes.
And yet that has not been settled. We have rules to be settled. We have taxes, which are four sets of taxes in which every item has to be debated as to which of the tax slot it will go to. That has not been discussed. So we have just lost time because the government, union governments, particularly its bureaucracy, refuses to accept that below 1.5 crores, what is 1.5 crore turnover today? Don't have dual control. Don't pet that poor guy who runs a saloon or a beauty parlor to have dual control. So central government bureaucracy has not allowed the Union Finance Minister to accept this very simple premise
right.
that you don't torture people below 1.5. Okay, above 1.5, you can do what you want. That has not been settled. So it's a wrong impression, if I may say, that major issues have been settled. Major issues are under debate.
Okay, my final
and
question.
And in the middle of this debate comes the demonetization.
Yes. So given the demonetization,
yes,
which you call a double whammy, briefly, Dr. Mitra, do you believe that the GST, if it fails its April deadline, will eventually have to roll out by September? So this is just a deal, some would call this just a delaying tactic. Or are you in the midst of reconsidering your fundamental support for the GST, given the demonetization?
Our fundamental support for GST exists, as you correctly said right at the start of the program. You are aware that 3 billion notes can be printed, or 500 rupees, let us say, a month, 3 billion. How much do you need? 17.5 billion, working three shifts, 24/7. So that all economists agree that not before 6 months can you replace the money supply that you've taken away. And today I see that the cash reserve ratio of the banks, all this money will go into cash reserve ratio because Reserve Bank is not able to issue bonds. It doesn't want to do so. It's a complete confusion of macroeconomy. So do you want GST to succeed or not? I want it to succeed. But I don't want it to come at a time when in the middle of this, you have a destabilization.
What if they bring it in as a money bill, sir?
GST will then have a problem.
Sir, what if they bring it in as a money bill in this session of Parliament? What if the centre brings it in as a money bill in this session of Parliament?
As a democratic process of a largest fiscal reform in the world, 1.2 billion people, do you think it's a good idea not to have a discussion, not to bring it to Rajya Sabha, refine what you have? That is the democratic spirit of India, which in every sphere today the democratic spirit is being violated, which Amartya Sen has reverberated, Larry Summers reverberates from Harvard. Everybody is worried.
So
it's an undemocratic process.
Would it be fair for me
to say... Have a discussion, have a debate.
Would it be accurate for me to say in conclusion that the demonetization has cast a shadow over the future of the GST and the April deadline seems impossible according to you? Would that be a fair summary?
I think it has not cast a shadow. It's completely confused the entire macroeconomic picture of India and the microeconomic foundation. In that destabilization of the foundation, do you want to bring GST, which we all admit is
yes.
going to destabilize for 5 years compensation?
Yes. Yes.
That is something that the nation must think about, not only states or the centre.
So a new fault line in the economic debate. Dr. Amit Mitra, West Bengal Finance Minister, has been the chairman of the Empowered Committee of State Finance Ministers, saying finance ministers may now put their heads together and ask, can we afford the GST destabilization and jolt, given the demonetization jolt? Dr. Mitra, pleasure talking to you on the program today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.